Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So North Carolina just announced that if you've smoked at least 100 cigarettes in your lifetime, you can now have the vaccine. So Steve, you can get it.
I know.
My dad's getting his today.
Really?
Yeah. So that's.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
He's based on age?
I think so. I didn't really ask. I think he's 65, which is the time frame now. Tomorrow starts 60 and up.
Oh, really?
That's how they do it then.
March 5th. And then the 21st is the next phase, which is 50 and up and other essential frontline workers.
Oh. But between that and then this 100 cigarettes in your lifetime... That's a joke. You've probably smoked 100 cigarettes in your lifetime.
Yes,
never.
Definitely. But how do you prove that? Like anybody could say.
That is. Yeah.
I guess that's true. You could just say.
Yeah, I smoked really in college. Definitely had over 100. Like, okay, you're in. Like,
come on. Well,
you sound pretty cool.
It also sucks, too, because what if people are like, oh, that's all the requirement I need. Let me go smoke a couple packs and then I'll just be right back.
You're right.
Like, yeah, that doesn't
just
make sense.
Shy of the 100, so let me go get a pack real quick.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll be back.
You're right. I don't know how you would prove that you're a 100 packer.
Just talk really rough.
You know, I don't, like, because I get why states, it's state by state, but, like, some states are really dumb.
Can we list all the dumb states?
Yes, Amber. Why don't you list off the dumb states? If you're listening from any of these states, Amber thinks you're dumb.
I mean, that is dumb. That is dumb. You can't sit here and tell me you don't think that's dumb.
I think that's dumb. I think the 100 cigarette thing is dumb. Yes, I agree.
No way would the federal government be like, that's the way to do it. But because it's state government, it's okay.
I disagree with that statement. I think the federal government is equally, if not more, dumb. But
I mean, but
they're taking care of the people that are helping stimulating the economy with sin tax. When we buy, when we use the tobacco, we pay that.
You're
sin
still
tax.
Holding on to like
that. So they're taking care of us finally, keeping us alive. So we keep smoking, keep paying the tax. See, it's a whole vicious, but I think it's cool.
Which vaccine do you want? Because I think I'm going to hold out till I can get the single shot.
I would love the Johnson & Johnson one, yeah. But I'll take whatever.
Modelo and Pfizer, the other one?
Modelo.
Marino.
Moderna.
Moderna. That's my, I mean, actually, because, you know, that's the Dolly Parton one. That's the
Which
one?
Which one, Moderna?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were basically.
But I have a little bit of stock with Pfizer. So, I mean, I'll take any, really.
I just don't want to go back. I want to just one and done, because I've heard that Johnson & Johnson's only like 85%, but I'll take that. 85% accurate or whatever.
What's the other percentages?
They're like
95, I think, if you do both in the right amount of time or whatever.
But you can't mix. You can't do Pfizer first and your second one, it can be Johnson & Johnson. It's got to be your... Brand
because
loyal.
You got to stay. Yes.
It's like liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Like you got to do
That's not the way I've heard
beer
it.
Beer before liquor, never been sicker?
Yes. Liquor before beer, never fear.
Oh.
Beer before liquor, never sicker.
Right.
Wow.
I was, you're in the clear.
That's what I use too.
Oh.
Must be a generation.
Yeah.
Well, I can get my COVID shot. Can you?
Is that like a liquor up front, poker in the rear type of?
No. It's like, it's like, which?
That's a good beer.
It's what order you drink it.
Okay.
Like if you liquor before beer, never fear. So if you start your day with mixed drinks and then you have beer later, you're good.
You're okay.
But if you start with beer and then at the end of the night you're like, why don't we pile on some Shooters and some Maker's Mark? And then you're jumping a cliff.
You are.
Right.
But I think honestly, either way, you're screwed. Like mixing is just not great in general.
Yeah. Wine with other things.
And I find that I can just go drive all to all points and be fine.
Really?
Yeah. Because we'll get together and have some like beer in the afternoon when it's hot and then open some wine or whatever and then finish with some whiskey on a big rock. And I don't.
Wow.
I'm not in any worse shape than I would be just staying with the beer all day.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's a lot of drinks.
Hello.
You're going to start in the afternoon and then finish off it.
Steve's asking the important question. What about mudslides? What rhymes with mudslides?
Yeah, where does the echelon of
daiquiri before factories? There's no limerick for you, sir.
Have you ever tried a pina colada?
I get that was screwed up with daiquiris and what's the other Mexican?
It's mojitos or
margarita.
Margarita. I get all three of those screwed up. Which is that one?
That's the one with it's like coconut pineapple.
It's very
blended.
Yellow.
Blended.
That one. Yes, I like that one.
That's like my favorite tropical drink.
Colada.
I think you'd like that. Yeah.
Pina colada.
Yeah.
Or you could do a Miami Vice, which is half pina colada, half strawberry daiquiri. Woo, best of both worlds.
So it's like red, it's like swirly. Oh.
Yeah.
At the pools in Mexico, I think they call it a rojo mojo or something.
Oh.
But yeah.
That doesn't sound like it
that
would
sound. That sounds really good.
That sounds good too.
But you know, you go to a nice bar with Steve and he rolls up and they have to lie to him and say the blender's broken. Because nobody wants to make.
It's true.
But in Mexico, you should go to Mexico, man. That's all they do all day.
Their blenders work in Mexico
all day.
Uh-huh.
They're just making blended drinks.
And because all three of that we mentioned, those are blender drinks. Margarita.
Sure. I personally don't want a blended margarita, but some people do.
Oh, you like that other kind?
Just on the rocks.
No, you blend. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to have a Slurpee. I'm trying to get hammered.
The Slurpee ones.
No. It's gross. And some people have the machine, which is even worse.
Pre-mixed.
It's like pre-mixed.
Yeah, those pre-mixed.
Like, it's nasty.
Pina colada.
No.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.